Sup guys, so next thing we want to talk about is you have to start exploring new territory. You want to start getting out of your comfort zone. Now, when I first started flipping things, as you might know, I started out with Yamaha keyboards because I play piano. I love to play piano, and I started with keyboards. I happened to buy a piano for myself for, I don't remember, maybe it was like $100 or something. I bought a keyboard for myself. And about a year or so later, so I kept it for about a year. I played it. I enjoyed it. A year or so later, I decided, you know what? I want to upgrade. I'm going to see if I can just sell this one and buy a different one. So completely not even thinking why I did this, I just randomly posted it up for sale for, I think, $20 more. So I bought it for $100. I sold it for $120. Somebody bought it right away. And then at that point, I was like, holy smokes. I just freaking made $20. And I felt like it was some kind of magic, like some miracle just happened. Like I was almost like I was slowly cracking some kind of code or like learning quote unquote the game, whatever you want to call it. Because from there on, I started doing it more and more with other keyboards. Very slowly, you know, baby steps. But I noticed I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually buying these keyboards and I'm selling it and I'm making money off of it. You know, I just made $20 off that keyboard, or like I just made $40. Oh my God, it's the best day of my life. I can't believe I just was able to do that. So, you know, as you can see, it's a weird process to go through. It's not something you're used to starting out, but over time it becomes more and more normal. You get better at it. And then at some point you want to start expanding your pipeline and getting into different niches. So, for example, I started trying it out with other items, you know, just random things in other categories like electronics, toys, games, and furniture. Basically, everything under the sun I ended up selling. And I remember the first time I sold a stove. Now, I saw a stove, a gas stove, get posted up for $75, and it was stainless steel. Now, keep in mind, stainless steel stoves, at the time, I did not know too much about them, but I knew enough that when I saw one for sale, randomly stumbled upon it on Craigslist for $75, I felt it. I was like, okay, I know for sure there's a profit involved there. I don't know how much for sure yet, but I know there's a lot because I know they are freaking not, I know they're worth much more than $75. So long story short, I went and I commit first, figure out the rest later. So I made a commitment. I said, I have to get it. I have to get that stove. I don't even know how. I don't know how I'm going to bring it. I don't know where I'm going to put it. I lived in a one-bedroom apartment at the time. But, you know, you guys, you want to commit first, figure the rest out later. So I called a woman who posted it up, and I'm like, hey, I'd like to buy your stove. When's a good time that works for you? I can come anytime. We scheduled the time. I went and got it. I actually happened to have my truck at that time. My pickup truck that I bought from flipping things, actually. So I was able to really jump on opportunity and grab it. Because they were upgrading their kitchen appliance set. So the kitchen appliance guy was there delivering their new appliances. So she actually just helped me load the stove up into the truck. It was very lightweight. Paid her $75, you know, took it home. And again, keep in mind, I didn't even really know what my plan was going to be, you know. So as I was driving home with it, in my pickup truck, I've got this freaking stainless steel gas stove in my pickup truck. I'm taking it home to my one-bedroom apartment. So I freaking took it inside of my apartment. It was just literally randomly just resting there in the hallway. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I need to flip this very quickly. I don't want this, you know, sitting around here. So I, you know, researched it, got the model, looked at the values, and saw what they're selling for. So right away, I posted it up for, I think, $300. And then 2 days later, I sold it for, or I don't remember if it was 2 days, but it was 2 to 3 days. It was a couple days later that it sold for $220. And I was like, holy smokes. The fact that it sold quickly, first of all, I was getting tons of calls on it, means that I could have charged more for it. But again, I just wanted to get rid of it and make a decent profit on it. So it sold for $220. I bought it for $75. I just made a $145 profit for just going and picking the stove up and reposting it up for sale. So at that point, that's when I completely discovered the whole appliances niche. And since then, I've bought and sold complete kitchen appliance sets, meaning a complete, like, for example, a stainless steel kitchen, stove, dishwasher, microwave, complete sets. And probably made over $5,000 total in profits from it. Now think about it this way. If I simply just stuck with keyboards from the beginning and never really made that phone call when I saw the stove, if I never committed to buying that stove, it would have affected everything. It would have affected how much I will make that year in general and in the future. So I'm so glad that I was able to do that. And you guys, you want to start getting out of your comfort zones, because like I said, if I stuck with just keyboards, I could have just been making like, you know, maybe $200-$300 a month from that. And that's assuming a new keyboard is being posted up low that I can buy and flip for a profit. So you want to basically keep as many different niches as you can. Just jump into it. If you're not sure about an item, be brave. If your gut tells you there's a profit in it and you do your research, which I show you how to determine value and the four weapons of determining value, you want to make the decision and follow through. Like I said before, you want to realize everything sells and you have to have courage to buy. Make a decision and follow through. Wayne Gretzky says you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Meaning, look, if you're going to just sit on something and, you know, not take any action, you're not going to make money from it. You're not going to open up all these doors. The only way I made over $30,000 in sales is because I got my comfort zone. Anybody can do that. You can do that. All you have to do is just learn to get out of comfort zone and look at different categories of items. You want to expand your pipeline. Expand your pipeline and you want to be quick. Now, if you're too slow or keep second thinking yourself afterwards, someone is going to come and snatch it away because you were too slow. Speed wins. And back to the stove example that I got. Look, even if I didn't have a truck, it doesn't even matter. Point is, commit first, figure out the rest later. So even if I didn't have a truck, I would have committed to it. Meaning, no truck, no problem. I would have rented one. Menards, Home Depot, these kind of stores offer truck rentals. I think it's like $17.99 for a whole 75 minutes. So yeah, and once you branch out into new niches, breaking more new ground gets even easier. It becomes a habit once your skills are so sharpened. So eventually you're going to get to a point where you walk into a thrift store and you're not going to freaking walk out of that thrift store without buying something that's going to make you a profit. So think about it this way. That basically means every time you go to a thrift store, you're going to make money. So, you know, say it's a freaking Saturday evening, you're just sitting at home. Every time, you already know that your skills are so developed and built that if you simply just get up and go to a thrift store, you're going to make money because you're so good and you're so skilled at this that you're able to look at so many different product categories, and there's so much opportunity anyway. You'll just be able to better pick up on them.